cooling temperatures, and a good chance for rain will occur across the Midwest as we move forward through the next several days. The outlook continues to suggest that an upper-level low-pressure system will push from the west to the east across the region as we move forward through these next few days. The storm will likely begin tonight in portions of Nebraska and a few neighboring areas in South Dakota and portions of Kansas, but it probably won't have its act together until we get into Wednesday night into Saturday, and during that period of time, we'll see significant amounts of rainfall in quite a few areas. Most of the greatest precipitation is likely to occur from portions of Nebraska and Iowa into Wisconsin and neighboring areas of Missouri and Illinois. The precipitation totals will likely run anywhere from a half inch to 1.5 inches generally, but there will be some local amounts getting upwards to over 3 inches potentially. The same storm system will eventually work its way into the eastern portions of the Midwest, and that will likely evolve as we get into the second half of this week. The Delta will also get relieving rainfall from this event. It will not be nearly as heavy as that which may occur in portions of the heart of the Midwest, but we'll still see moisture totals running anywhere from 1/2 to 1.5 inches in the south and anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to 2 inches in the north, possibly. It would not surprise me to find this upper-level low performing a little less significantly than what some of the model data suggested today, so a little caution is definitely advised. A close watch on the system is definitely warranted. The upper-level low will come with a lot of cool air, and it's the cool air that's likely to bring the best potential for rainfall, just because it's going to squeeze out moisture out of the atmosphere as the atmosphere chills down. Temperatures will likely fall into the upper 50s and 60s in the western Corn Belt as we move forward into the second half of this week, and we'll likely see eastern portions of the Midwest cool into the 70s until we get to Friday and Saturday, when they too will slip into some 60-degree readings. The cooler temperatures will be a bit of a relief to the very warm to hot conditions that occurred over the course of the weekend. Temperature extremes did get up into the 80s and lower 90s during the course of the weekend, with some warmer readings in a few locations. The heat was oppressive for the region and likely further stressed some of the crop areas that have been drying out significantly here over the past week or two. And the moisture that occurs this week will likely be extremely important, along with the cooling temperatures. There will be a new ridge of high pressure that will develop across the plains and western Corn Belt as we move into the second week of the two-week outlook. This will likely begin to evolve as we get into the weekend and early part of next week. The ridge of high pressure will not be exorbitantly intense, but it's likely to be significant enough to bring back temperatures well above average. In fact, we'll get high temperatures running in the 80s and 90s across the western Corn Belt, with extremes over 100 degrees possible in the southern plains. While most of the heat will likely shift into the eastern Midwest only very briefly, there will be a new disturbance that will pass over the top of the ridge of high pressure next week that will likely squelch the heat in eastern areas and produce another round of showers and thunderstorms that will prove beneficial for most crops in that part of the country. In fact, the bottom line over the next 2 weeks is looking very promising for most of the Midwest, with a general improvement in crop and field conditions likely. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.